It's the thing I sold you about these sticks and shadows, did he? Does he require assumptions? Yes, yes, he does. Do those assumptions contradict other assumptions required to make the globe religion possible? Yes, yes, it does. Can this be done if the earth is flat? Yes, that works just as well with different assumptions. Meanwhile, the earth itself measures flat. And all they have is light is being bent around the globe. So we simply test it, that turns out they were assuming it. Yes, since the required refraction just is not their refraction. Just is not their refraction. Just is not there. They don't have found boundaries. Welcome to flat earth. Toilet on the left. DJ will take special requests. Welcome to flat earth. Welcome to flat earth. They say air is a gradient, but it is vertical, not horizontal. Gas is formless, it forms only a pseudo boundary between weather systems, which can cause slight refractive effects. Nothing that will allow light to bend around the massive globe uniform. That is insane wishful thinking. What it does do is cause you to see less, not more. As when conditions are conducive to refraction, you see the five refractive effects, and none of them relate to the glow without more wishful thinking. Welcome to flat earth. Welcome to flat earth. Stacks in the back. You know where the toilet is. Welcome to flat earth. They say boats go over the curve now, but we both know the horizon is apparent. It's a consequence of your optic sense. Do I need to scold you like a parent? The black swan destroys the argument. No globe geometry, not heaven sent. Contrived, invented by men hell-bent. The stars reveal the flat plane below. With straight lines we navigate, bro. On a globe it does not work. So they dig deep into their pretzel minds, place themselves into the center of the earth to flatten the baseline. Welcome.